Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me on another episode of The One That Takes Stoic. As always, I am your host, Megan Johnson. Alrighty, nothing to keep y'all abreast of, so let's get into the quote today. Today, it is an Audrey Hepburn quote, and it is, "Nothing is impossible." The word itself says, "I'm possible." Get it? Impossible. Making it two words, I'm possible. Best pun ever. Anyways, so think about it. Nothing is impossible. It's true. Yes. I mean, if you want to get nitpicky about it, you can totally think of things that are impossible. Think about, you know, what happens when an unstoppable object meets an immovable force. And all those fun things, but generally speaking, when somebody says something is, quote, impossible, it's because they're trying at something, and it feels like everything they're trying is failing. But when that happens, it does not inherently mean that what they're doing is impossible. It just means that their current efforts are being fruitless. Efforts. Interesting. The current efforts are fruitless. And sometimes that happens. Yes, sometimes you, no matter how hard you try, you know, it just seems like it's not working. That doesn't mean it's impossible. Sometimes it just means you need to pivot. Sometimes when something is not working out, it's a sign of trying a new way or trying something else, but still maintaining the same overarching goal. For example, if your goal is, I don't know, to be happy or something like that, it's easy. It's nondescript enough to where you can fill in the gaps. And if you feel like your happiness is precluded by a specific goal, but no matter what you do, it seems like that goal is unobtainable. So, don't give up on the goal of being happy. However, switch up what you're doing, or switch up your perspective depending upon what you get in front of you. For example, if you're unable to obtain happiness and it's not working out, first, assess your goal. Make sure that the goal you're striving for is ultimately going to make you happy. Because if your goal's not lined up with what you perceive as, you know, what will make you happy and what actually makes you happy, those things don't line up, you need to switch the goal. From there, if you just can't reach it, what you can do is try to come at it from another way. Try a different tactic. And then if that's still not working, maybe what you think is going to make you happy just isn't going to make you happy. So at that point, while keeping the same main goal in mind, you slightly pivot. You try another way. Another resource, another thing, another mindset or idea to make you happy. So, nothing's impossible because the inherent goal's the same. However, nobody ever said there's one way to any one goal. There's many different ways. It's an ever-forking path that sometimes moves or to where you need to find another path, and that's okay. That's life. It happens. But remember that nothing is inherently impossible. Nothing that we're doing anyways. Because think about it. Think about when, I think it was Roger Bannister, I might have had the first name wrong, broke the 4-minute mile. Man running a mile in 4 minutes for a very long time seemed like an impossible feat. But he did it. And shortly after he did it, many others did it as well. Because they realized that it was possible. You know, during the 1980s, there was the space race with the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Up to that point, it was perceived as impossible to get to the moon. Impossible to go around Earth's orbit in a manned shuttle. It's not. Us, as well as many other countries, have proved that. For a while, people were saying Mars was uninhabitable, and it would be impossible to live there. And for quite some time, they've been planning a mission to go to Mars. Nothing's impossible. Yes, it might be difficult, and yes, you might fail so many times where you perceive it as impossible. However, just because something is perceived as impossible does not mean it is. And when you say it's impossible, I challenge you. Audrey Hepburn challenges you. It's not impossible. Look at the word. Break it down into its constituent parts. I'm possible. Be possible. Flip the script. Instead of caving and failing, succeed. Do what you need to do and get it done. Yeah, you might fail, and that's fine. But get it done. Figure out a way. Help. Ask for help if you need it. Not everybody can do everything all by themselves. We're not all islands. Ask for help. Reach out. Think about it. You know, look at Audrey Hepburn. Did she do everything all by herself all the time? No. Did it take a lot of effort on her part? A lot of effort on her part? Yes. But when you're acting, there's a lot of supporting roles that help. No, they might not help you run line, like learn the lines and do the difficult part of acting, but there are other people you can bounce ideas off of on a set. Also, going back to the space idea, you know, going around the world during the Cold War and the planned route to Mars, manned mission Mars, that's the one. Did those scientists do everything all by themselves? No. Generally speaking, they work in teams towards a specific goal. Yes, certain people have, you know, certain things they need to get done by certain times. However, ultimately, they're on a team. That's how anything great comes. Teamwork. Bouncing ideas off one another. Understanding that some tasks are bigger than what one person can handle, and that's fine. It's okay. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. In my opinion, asking for help is a sign of strength, because you're willing to admit that you need someone outside of yourself to hold you accountable, to help you, to guide you, to get you to your goal. Regardless of what that takes the form of, you know, be it a friend to help push you along, a family member to do it with you, a coach to help you, figure out what you need to accomplish your plan, your goal. Come up with a plan yourself, or hire someone to come up with a plan for you. Either will work. Because sometimes we're too close to the problem to properly diagnose it and properly see what the true root of the problem is. So, ask for help. Ask for guidance if you need it. Nothing's impossible. Because I'm possible. You're possible. We are all possible. Think about it. You can get it done. It might be a little difficult, though. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on another episode of The One Takes Stoke. As always, I've been your host, Megan Johnson. If you would like to connect with me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so on all of those platforms at Thriving on Fat. If you'd like to check out the show notes for this or any of the other episodes, you can do so at thrivingonfat.com/stoic. If you like what you've heard or feel that somebody will get something from the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and share on your podcast catcher of choice. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm parked at work and I have to get going. So, I will see you mañana. Talk to you mañana. Not see you. Anyways.